Welcome to Christ Today. God created everything, and God created man and the garden which man was to live upon, which was the earth. And Satan lied and manipulated about the things that went on with God and man. And Satan deceived mankind. The Heavenly Father can guide and protect us, and Father, we ask for that. Father, we seek you to live according to your will. And Heavenly Father, thank you for your plan of salvation with and through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Well, we want our heart, our mind, to stay strong in Jesus Christ. Even as we hear the news about the things around us, man-made disasters, and all sorts of things, and natural disasters and natural occurrences. Things are going on. We hear about them. We hear about the question of money and what's going on with the banks, what's going on with dissatisfaction, and even riots that are around us in the land. We hear these things. We hear that we are at risk. We hear that the banks and our money is at risk. Humanity is becoming complex. Look at the things. Oh, Lord, yes, we see them, and we wonder what is going on. We wonder about the deceit that is going on in our political system, in our economic system, in our social system. There is deceit going on in many levels, including in the worldly systems. Lord, it's all becoming so complex. How are we going to understand what to do? Well, in the ancient days, men counted their wealth in terms of maybe sheep and oxen, or maybe there were a few people who had coins of silver and coins of gold. That was wealth. But today, what's going on, and how do we count our wealth? Well, we have pieces of paper. Some of it is money, and some of it is proof of what we own on our statements that says our bank or our investment location has ownership of these things which we claim to own. Lord, it's a complex system, and it's guaranteed by a government and a financial system and the little pieces of paper that we hold. Maybe one day it'll change. Maybe one day it will be on a plastic card. Maybe one day it will be on a computer chip that is in our hand or our head. We don't know the future, but we are told in the Bible what kind of things are going to be in our future? Will our wealth be on a card or a piece of paper? Or will our wealth be in our relationship with you? That is our eternal wealth. That is our eternal future with you, Lord, as we submit and seek obedience to you and your will, as we seek to know you, enjoy the love that you give us, and for us to love you back. Lord, that is eternal security, and we certainly ask you for us to be full in our eternal security. I think it's so interesting how the banks and institutions have so much assets, so many precious things, or homes, or land, or farms. I think of our central banks all around the world and how they have tons of gold. Oh, let's see. Here it is. Russia bought over 50 tons of gold in 2022, and that brings the Russians' gold holdings to be 2,300 tons of gold. China has increased the holding of their gold. They are said to own 2,100 tons of gold. The United States, their gold holding is said to be 8,100 tons of gold. How interesting. The central banks of the world are buying and holding gold. Now, at the prices of gold, we can't afford very much. But if the central banks are finding it so important to own gold, maybe we should pay attention to the precious metals of gold, or even the poor man's gold, which is silver. Gold is costing $2,000 an ounce, roughly. Silver is costing roughly $30 an ounce. And the central banking institutions are buying and holding gold. Maybe we should hold and own a little bit of it too, because if that is what they are considering as wealth, maybe we want to have a little bit of wealth and not have the wealth that is counted in little pieces of paper that they say mean something, or on a plastic card, or on a plastic chip that is put into our hand or our forehead. Well, there's just a question. What are we going to do with the wealth that we consider that we own? Do we own our house, or does the bank have an interest in it? Do we own stock, or is there somebody else who owns a part of it? What do we actually own? Well, we have stuff in our house that we own, but have you ever had a fire? Yeah, I have. Your wealth goes away extremely quickly in a very hot fire. It was miserable. Most unpleasant to have all the things that you really like catch on fire and be melted or burned. But it happens. And fire can happen to the world. There's all sorts of things that can happen to the wealth of the world, including what you consider to be yours that is on a piece of paper. Yeah, you don't own it. Oh, there's the people who sell precious metal, and they say, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. Well, sure, it's kind of true, but there's a lot of things that we just don't own. I think our investment in our eternal future is a really good one, because there will always be God, and we want to go to God's heaven. That's for sure. Nothing can compare to that. If you know people who have passed away, You know how important love is and a personal relationship of compassion. Doesn't matter what they own. They can own houses, they can own gold, they can own all sorts of things, but when you're facing your death, none of that matters. It just is so unimportant. It's just hard to believe that our values can change so much. What is important is a relationship with God and with the people you love. Love is important, and that's what we would do well to invest in. A loving relation with the people, yes, who we love, but how about the people who we don't love? Can we spend a little bit of love their way? Have just a little bit of compassion for what they are missing in their life. So that's what's been on my mind for a little bit as we talk about the speculation of what we do with our time and our energy here on Earth. Our smarts that help us determine what we can acquire, and let us do it in a godly way. Let us not cheat anybody. Let us not take advantage of anybody. Let us be good followers of God through Jesus Christ and live according to His truth. Yes, His commandments. Yes, the whole Word of God, the Bible. We have a lot of things going on. I just told you about the gold that some governments have. I just said Russia and China. Tons of gold. Okay, 2,000 tons of gold in China and that much in Russia. And you know, we don't know that that's really true because communist governments just do not tell the truth. They never have, and they still don't. But we have a little bit of information, and we can try to figure it out. It might be a little high, or it might be a little low, but we know that it's a general statement of what insiders say is going on. And the whole point that I'm trying to say is maybe we should own a little bit of gold and silver. Okay, so you can buy 2 ounces of gold? Half an ounce of gold, an ounce of silver at $30, or 10 ounces of silver at $300. Look, the prices vary. I'm just giving you a general price category. But the thing is there's always something you can do to preserve your wealth in different forms. And this is just one of the forms of... If you are a man who uses tools or a woman who uses whatever, sure, tools. I mean, a sewing machine is a tool. And if that's what you can do, good. If you can iron clothes, that's good. If you can wash cars, good. These are all things that are a part of your assets about what you can do. And you can use your assets of time, energy, or even money to make your time, energy, or money grow. And it's something that we all get to figure out what to do and how to do it to make the best use of our God-given skills and abilities. And they can change over time. I'm thinking of when we have a body that works, we can do a lot of work. I used to be able to do a lot of work. I can't anymore, so I have to use my other skills. Yeah, send any donations, please. Oh, I don't mean that. Well, yes, I do, but I also mean that what I'm doing is for the love of God. So I'm glad for anybody to participate, but it's not at all required. Well, I'm just talking about all the things that are wealth. What is wealth? It is that which other people want that you have some of. So I talked about gold and silver coins. Yes, that's just obvious. They always will have a value. But I am concerned because the central banks are so heavily buying them that I have to think that they must be aware of a process that's going to happen in not too long away, not too far off, which is the banks will change their assets from currency to something physical, and that really means gold, silver, real estate. We're kind of at an unknown about this because we are trying to figure out what it means and what each of us should do with the assets that we have to invest. And remember that if you have a loan on it, it's not yours. It's the bank's. If you get a loan from the bank to buy stock, they can tell you that you have to sell the stock now. If you get a loan to buy a piece of real estate, land, house, whatever it is, and you have a loan on that house, it's not yours because the bank can tell you you didn't make your payments and you have to sell it now. Or we're going to buy your house. No questions asked. You have to do it. It's the law. And that's true. It is the law. It has been long established that you pay or you lose what you have. So we have the systems going on, and there's a lot of people that are concerned about what's going on with banking. Yeah, 20 years ago with the 2008 problem that happened here in America. But there's something going on right now with the banks also. Silicon Valley Bank is has been a question for what has gone on and what will go on. And the Federal Insurance Deposit Corporation has decided to insure all the investors, or call them depositors. And there were some pretty big depositors in that bank. They're not going to lose any money. Well, the FDIC used to be limited to $250,000. But now the Federal Reserve is going to pay the investors, even if they had $10 million. Well, I don't remember hearing 10, but I remember 2 and 3 $1 million in that bank. And the people who had it are now going to get their money back, even though the FDIC insurance did not cover that. Anyway, there's things going on with the banks. What does it mean? It means there's going to be problems. That's what it means. And there are other banks that have been said to have problems. How do we know? It's a good question. We don't know for sure, but there were banks listed as having problems, like Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and possibly even J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley. I mean, those are some big money interests. And if they were to go broke, what would it mean? It would be pretty serious. And like in the 2008 crises, anything can happen. But it is something that could push us immediately into central bank digital currency, CBDC. And if that happens, we would no longer have the anonymous quality of currency, because everything would be known and designated for every purchase that we make. Everything. It would be a federal record, or it might even be a banking record where any bank could access it. Or, well, we just are not sure. But it's a question that the banking system is changing, and we get to figure out kind of what it means and what we are going to do about it. Now, if you are going to try to figure out how you can stay within the system, you don't have to. It comes automatically. That reminds me of a little saying I heard. Oh, doesn't mean it's true, but it's something that was catchy. Slavery is free. freedom has a price. And it's kind of true, because there will be systems that will try to involve you in their system, like free money. That would be free, like free Social Security. Of course, we paid into it, but it's still a matter of contention. And there's questions. Questions doesn't mean it's a real answer, but it indicators. There's things that it probably indicates. The banking system is in line to have trouble. When will it happen? We don't know. When will we be able to have a central bank digital currency? Will that get put into your hand or your forehead? We don't know about that either. But there's things that... Oh, and by the way, don't take the mark of the beast. It's better to die, to starve, to have whatever happen, because the Bible says there that anyone who takes the mark of the beast will go to hell. You don't want to do that. You want to live according to God's will, and if that means live like the people in Acts did, where you were following God, had that relationship with God, and depended on God for everything, from social things to food. That's what you did. And you know that from the examples, for instance, of David and the showbread in the temple, we know that God will have provisions for you. It's just that we don't know what they are, and it might not be what you choose, but it's going to keep you alive and healthy. And that's the way things, I think, are going to go in the future. And doesn't mean anybody knows what will be in the future, but it is my opinion, and that's why I can say it. And you might not agree, and that's okay. I know there's a lot of people who expect to be raptured, and that's their answer to what will happen. That could happen too. I don't know. All I know is you want to stay prayerfully connected with God, so that you learn to be obedient to what he tells you. Amen. In Jesus' name. So we have things going on. We have people going here and there, and we want to remember that probably what our big idea that we can do is aligning with biblical teachings. We want to know the Bible to be able to speak it and live it. And we want to be able to fulfill that which we are supposed to be fulfilling. God's will. God's will on earth. What are you doing? Is it going to be for you to live a good and comfortable life and then go to heaven? Maybe. It's not for me to say. But it also may be for us to go through some kind of tribulation or difficulties. It's a matter of, we don't know. But the thing is, yes, Lord, is our answer. Yes, Lord. So there's things that are going on today all around us. We get to kind of figure it out, because we have to interact with the world. And the world is going on for so many things. There's systems that are designed to track us and even to trap us. And these are institutional organizations. They pretty much use acronyms like the WEF, World Economic Forum, the UN, the United Nations, the WHO, World Health Organization, who are pushing to get a worldwide vaccination card. There's the BIS, Bank of International Settlements. There's the WB for World Bank. All these are institutions that have an idea of how good it would be if they could be a part of controlling humanity. That's what it is about. Agenda 2025 by the United Nations. Agenda 2050. Agenda 2030. All these things are plans and programs to tell you what to do and how to live. If you're allowed to eat wheat or if you're only allowed to eat bugs. It's something, all these things are plans for every animal in the world to be identified, for every human in the world to be identified, oh, and have a number. So all these things are working together so that we can become a part of that so-called new world order. Will it affect you? It sure looks like it. That's what they want. And it probably is going to happen when information gets so concentrated into the artificial intelligence that we can understand this is a process that many of the elite and the businesses and the government want to have in effect, so that you, the person, are quantified and controlled. They want to know where you are, what you do, and how you can benefit them, from taxes to production, to how much energy you use or don't use. It's just a great big process for you to try to understand and figure out, do you want to be a part of it? Or do you want to step outside of the system? Lots of luck to that, because there are organizations that want to keep you right in line, right identified, and that is what they want. That's, yes, it's government. Yes, it's institutional and corporate. Yes, there's lots of movement to have you contained and controlled, and it's going to take a little thought, or it's going to take complete faith and obedience for you to stay outside of the system and eat what God wants you to eat, whether it's on the tree or on the tree bark, or whether it's fruit, or whether there's a box of something that fell off a truck and now you get to eat that. I mean, God is going to take care of us, that's for sure, but it's not going to be in the way that we think. It's going to be full of surprises, and say glory to God in the highest, and thank you, Lord, for the food that we eat today. That's my opinion, and you may have a different opinion, and that's okay. I wish you well, all my fellow Christians, Christ followers. Yes, I wish you very well, and we will all have a testimony when this is over, when we are in heaven, giving glory to God and our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name and with the Holy Spirit. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be wonderful. But in the meanwhile, we have people who are going to be praying for this and for that, people who are going to pray to be, good at what they do. It might be for passing out food. It might be for organizing church funds. It might be for the soldier who wants to be efficient at killing the enemy. I mean, everybody is going to have something to pray about. We all have our own thinking. It's free to think, and that's what we are all doing in our own selfish way. We're going to think, hey, yeah, Lord, I want this. Help me to get it. Well, how about if instead of you pray, Lord, help me to get it, how about if you say, Lord, help me to give you what you want from me? Whew, yeah, what a difference. And in the meanwhile, we have things going on right in front of us. Some of them are designed to trip us and help us to fall and seek something else than God. Some of them are just plain old distractions in the world. That's life. We live and we get distractions in the world. Do you remember a couple of, well, I guess it's 5 years ago now, where people panicked and ran around in Hawaii after they heard this message over their emergency broadcast systems. The message over their emergency broadcast system said, ballistic missile incoming. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. My recollection when that happened is that people ran around not knowing what to do, but they ran and they ran, or they drove and they drove. What would you do if you heard that message over the emergency broadcast system, came over the radio you were listening to? What would you actually do? Pray to God? Ask God for protection for your loved ones, for the church, for the people that were God's people? What would you do? Well, there were several levels of approval before that message was broadcast. Yes, in Hawaii, and it was also in a couple other places in the U.S. Not quite the same, but it was a similar message that would cause people to panic. My recollection was that there were four levels of authority that had to approve that message to go out over the airwaves before it was actually broadcast. Now, that means a lot of people had to approve it for it to get broadcast, even if it was only minutes away from a missile crashing down on Hawaii. So I think that bears a little bit of examination for why would that have even happened? Who would benefit from its being broadcast? Why would people want the citizens of Hawaii to be stressed and panicked like that? Was that a test? Testing the people of America to see what they would do? Well, we still don't know. The answers still are not with us, but we can know that it happened and it can happen again. Oh, but it can really for sure happen, truthfully, with the Soviet submarines off the coast of America and with China and North Korea threatening to send nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles to land in the continental United States. We have things going on, and you know what they are. Well, you know some of them. We don't know all of them, and we get to figure out kind of what it is that we're expecting, and we don't know what to expect because there are people and bad people who want to see bad things happen to America and American citizens. So, yeah, we are going to get tested. What do you think you should do? Do you think you should get prepared for the just in case? Or just ignore all the warnings? Warning! Ballistic missile incoming! So, are you going to ignore that warning? Or are you going to say, oh, I better do something? Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, if you wait until the last minute, you're going to be just like the people in Hawaii who walked around and ran around in their cars not knowing what to do. You better get some thought in case it really does happen, because it's lining up. It's lining up that we are going to have attacks on America for many different ways. Now, what are you going to do? Do I know what to do? Well, I know a little bit, but I sure don't have all the answers. And I tell you to get prepared. The other thing is, I often say that if you do what you're told, you're not preparing, because everybody will do what they want to do and not what they are told to do. So if I tell you what to do to prepare, well, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do what the government tells you to do either. You're going to do what makes sense to you. But almost everybody needs a few minutes or a few hours or days to grasp what it means that they want to prepare for. And then it takes a while for them to put into order what they are going to do to get their preparedness supplies together, to get a priority list for what is most important. In what order are you going to acquire your supplies in? See, that's something that you need to do yourself. You can get ideas by reading lists of people, lists by people or organizations of what to have on hand. How many lists have I handed out? How many lists have you gone to get from who? The highway patrol? The county? The federal government? There's many organizations that have lists. Health people have lists. And it's so many people. Probably the best thing for you to do is to put it into your computer and check off the things that you want or are most important to get. If you get a list, that's good. If you get a book that talks about what to get, that's good. But the thing is you might not like the things that I have on my list. You might say, salt and pepper, not me. I'm going to take chili pepper and any other kind of hot foods. You might say, I don't want rice, I want beans. You might say, I don't like applesauce, I like peaches. So the thing is I can provide a list for you or somebody else can, but you are going to decide what it is that you want when you have your own idea. I can say, get a manual wheat grinder. And you can say, I don't want to cook bread. I can say, get a manual wheat grinder, and you will say, I'm going to have my electric generator. I don't need it to be manual. I want it to be electric. Well, these are things that you have to go through the list and determine for yourself what you're going to have and what makes sense to you. I do think of the basics, at least get the basics in some quantity. I say wheat in a wheat grinder, but it could be rice, it could be beans, it could be other things that are those kind of starches. You have to make a determination and get the wheat grinder you want or the grains that you want that you can cook in the gas stove, or are you going to have flavorings that you really want or just things that'll get along if you're hungry? Are you going to have a propane stove? Are you think you're going to cut the wood that you use to burn to make heat? Do you have a chainsaw to cut the wood, or do you have a manual saw? You know what? It's just there's so many things. If you think you're going to go to the store and the earthquake comes and the roads are closed, how are you going to get to the store? How are you going to buy things without electricity? I mean, you can say there will always be electricity. I will always be able to get gas from my car. You can say these things, and that's why you have to make your own list, because you are making assumptions that only you can make, and only you will get the consequences for either having or not having the things on your list. So give it some thought. Figure it out. What kind of things that you think are threats or not threats? I mean, America is, that's a good question. Is America threatened or not? Does Russia have submarines off the East Coast? Yes. Are they armed with nuclear missiles? Yes. Are the airplanes threatening? There are quite a few airplane events regarding both China and Russia in different locations. Is that a threat to us or to our world? Yes, it is. But it still is a question for what are you going to do about it? How seriously are you going to take any of these things? What would you do if you heard that message over the emergency broadcast system? Ballistic missile incoming. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Are you going to say, well, they had that before and everybody lived, I'm going to be okay? Or are you going to seek shelter somewhere? Are you going to say, I'm going to go to the store and get the things that I should have bought last week, last month, last year? Are you going to say, oh, they're out of toilet paper again? Are you going to say, oh, I wish I could get some cans of meat? What are you going to say? Look, I don't mean I know the answers for you, I just mean now is the time for you to make your plans and provisions, because plans and provisions are available right now. And we already know there are threats to the United States right now, in these days. They're here right now. Will they continue to be in a month, or will it get worse, or will it get better, or will there be sabotage? Now, I reported upon the troops, the Russian and Chinese troops on the southern border by the, he was a Navy guy, an admiral, but he made a report to the Senate. Anyway, there are all these things that we just don't seem to be aware of, and we don't think it's going to impact our life and the people we love. But there's a chance that it could impact our life and the people we love. Yeah, including ourselves. It could impact us. But proof? Maybe if you want proof, I don't know how you're going to get that. I don't know how you're going to think of the people who have spoken prophetically 30 years ago. Yeah, Dimitri Dudeman, David Wilkerson, Henry Gruber. The people who spoke, was it 2 years ago? Oh, there have been quite a few of them. You would hardly call them prophetic, but they spoke up and they were on the public media. And I think of that Dana Coverstone, who was a pastor in Kentucky. He's talked about these things too. The thing is the messages line up. They are saying a very similar thing. You might say the same, you might say similar, but either way, we are getting warnings. Now, what are you going to do about the warnings? I don't know. That's for you to determine, but at least be aware that there really are things going on. There really are serious conditions that you can consider in what you're going to do. Again, I don't know what to tell you to do, because if I tell you to do this and that, just like if the government were to tell you, or somebody that you know that has some authority in your life, your boss, if your boss says get sleeping bags and a heater, are you going to do it? Are you going to get the propane stove and the propane? What are you going to do? I don't have the answers. All I know is it looks like there's problems coming. And what they mean, well, that's a good question. But I know that you can't get by with nothing. And you might not be able to buy what you want. And God tells us that we have a certain responsibility. I'm thinking right now of Revelation 6. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And it is telling us that we are kings and priests. Now think of it. Are you really a king and a priest? Well, yes, you are of your own area. And so are you going to take responsibility and be responsible for the people in your kingdom? Let's just say your wife and your family, children, the people who you love, the people who are near you. Do you have a company? Are you going to help them, at least with advice? Maybe not by giving them 100 pounds of rice, 20 pounds of sugar, 2 pounds of salt, and a water filter. Look, you have all these things to figure out. I don't mean I know how to tell you what to do. We have lots of people who consider money to be free, and they can buy whatever they want with it. I think of the California governor just talking about giving people reparations for, what did he say, $250,000? Well, if you can prove, look, it's a big question. I don't even know that it would happen. There's a lot of hurdles to overcome if that will happen. I was just thinking about what happens when people get free money. They spend it in a hurry. And if you look at the lottery winners, that's what they did. And it turned out to be not a good thing for most of them. But the thing is we have a consideration to do for the what if. What are you going to do in case? I mean, we know there's floods going on. Are you going to move? Be prepared to move to higher ground? Does that mean you're going to need a spare tire in your car? Does that mean you're going to need a gas tank of gas? Are you going to need some food for the journey? What about water? What about sleeping accommodations or sleeping bags or something? There's so many questions that, again, I don't mean I know the answers, because you will view things the way you want to do them. And it's all a matter of what do you perceive to be a problem and how are you going to obey it? Are you going to obey the laws of the land? Are you going to prepare for the draft that just may well be coming? I don't know that, but I know there's some real potential for all these things to happen. We have natural disasters that could happen. We have war disasters that could be happening. Are you going to take a little to prepare? You can take a few steps. Certainly you can, especially if you're the king. Are you the king and the priest of that Revelation 1:6 talks about? Kings and priests, that's what we are. Are you going to say, I am or I'm not? What authority are you going to hold on to? These are personal questions that, yeah, you might as well search out, because that's the only way you're going to find the answers. It's not that I know them for you. I don't. I don't know them for you, and they may change for me also. I know a little bit. If I have a little bit of food, good. I don't have enough for you and the neighbors and the people at church. I don't. But I have a little bit, and they can get a little bit of food also. Everybody can get a little bit of food, and maybe they can live for the year that it would take for the crops to come in that you would plant. I mean, worst case scenario, we are all going to have to be farmers, and we're going to have to plant our crops, grow them, watch after them, make sure the birds don't eat them, make sure that the wild animals don't eat our chickens. I mean, this is all the things that are involved if we have to take a few steps back in our expectations and in our civilization. And then again, nothing may happen. But it's a part of the war plan of other nations, or of our nations even, to attack certain systems. Electricity, water, banking, communications. I mean, that's just plain, simple war doctrine. And that could happen with a cyber attack, or that could happen with a physical attack on physical installations. It's not hard, especially in America, especially with the hundreds of thousands of foreign students in this country who no doubt feel loyal to their country, especially when they have relatives in their country, which their government can say, you do this or we're going to hurt your relatives. Kill them, maybe. I mean, this has been practiced for so long, every government is familiar with it. Will it happen? Don't know, but it could. And so we have a chance to do something about it right now in times of peace, because we are at peace at this moment. Now, people are preparing for war. Countries are preparing for war. We might have war. We might have peace. And what would you do if you couldn't get what you needed to provide for your family? Have a few supplies. Water, food, and warmth. Is that being able to cut wood with your chainsaw? Is that being able to drive to the store? is that being able to have a few supplies of rice and beans, white rice and various legumes. How about a few cans of flavor? How about spices? Now, it all takes a little plan, but you have to have an idea of what you want. And by the way, please have a written plan. I know that if you don't have a written plan, you buy things out of habit. Like once I had the idea that we needed toothbrushes. So I got toothbrushes whenever I went to the store. It turned out to be foolish because I had way too many toothbrushes. And that might be you too. I don't know. I don't mean with toothbrushes. I mean with whatever you think you need. And then that's what you get, and you forget certain other main things that you should have bought, but instead you spent all your money on something small and silly like toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss. I just use that as an example, and I say that everybody is different. And everybody has their own ideas. What this really means is you look at it for your own self and make things that are sensible, because we never know what an attack would actually entail. Would our electricity suddenly stop? It could. What if we had a major earthquake? That could happen too. There's, that's right. The earth is there are people who say it's going to, the internal core is going to stop spinning, or it has stopped spinning. And what does that mean? Does that mean our gravity goes? Does that mean our... It's just guesses. The scientists are guessing at what it will mean. And I don't mean that I know. There are still things that could happen with asteroids. There could be an asteroid coming that would knock out our... communication satellites. There are all sorts of things that could happen. Do I know they will? No. Do I know they won't? No, I certainly don't. There are other people. Yes, scientists. Yes, political people. Yes, the Office of Emergency Services. There's all sorts of people who give warnings about what could happen. And an earthquake is a really big one. Yes, for California, with the San Andreas, with the Cascadia subduction zone, and yes, for the New Madrid fault line that it in general goes between Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Of course, that's not really where it goes, but it's a generality. There's all sorts of things that could happen. Now, you can't ask anybody if they will happen because nobody knows, but we do have the prophetic people who say that there are things going to happen. And there's been prophecy about an earthquake splitting the United States into two regions, of kind of like along the Mississippi River. I mean, that's a generality. But I'm just trying to say there are people who claim they know. I don't mean I know. I would never say I knew. All I know is there's possibilities of all these things happening, including ballistic missiles falling in our neighborhood or in our state. There's the possibilities of electricity going out, of the water supplies shutting down. And I've said before that there are plans, war plans, for if there is an attack on this country, for the electricity and the water to be disabled so that we don't have any water or electricity. It's a pretty serious thing. I remember once when the water went off to my house one time. It was a break in the main water line, and nobody within a couple of blocks had water, and it was a big thing to not have water for even a day. Turned out to be a day and a half, but water is a big thing. So is electricity. And so is your car working. And to have just a few little things on hand for the just in case is just plain wisdom. We live in a society with many elements that keep it going. if one element fails, breaks down, then anything can happen. And it just makes sense to have a few things on hand for the just in case. Again, water, food, and warmth. You figure out how to do it. I would say 5 gallon containers of water, food, some of it that is instant, some of it that is longer term in a grain grinder, and warmth. Well, that starts with your clothes. Have some warm weather clothes and some boots. Have a sleeping bag. It's always for the just in case, not for what we know, but there are always places in other areas and other lands where we have wished that we have had supplies and things to help make life easier. Things are going, and we just get to figure out what we can do to provide for our loved ones in a way that can preserve life and unity, including family, and compassion for our neighbors. So, again, thank you for listening today, and you can listen to any broadcast by going to www.christtoday.org. There's a great big variety of broadcasts with messages about this or that. No doubt some of them will appeal to you and some of them won't. I don't know that I have a theme that I have been thinking about preparedness for a long time, so that is a theme. But there's many things that get discussed on the broadcast. So always you can write me. That works too. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And thank you very much for listening today. May God be with you. May you be with God. And God bless you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.